CBS has offered David Letterman $31.5 million a year to stay at the network. That's according to the Associated Press, quoting a network source. That $1.5 million pay raise is supposed to persuade the late-night comedian not to bolt for ABC. Disney-owned ABC has been trying to lure Letterman to replace the long-standing evening news show Nightline. The prospect of Letterman supplanting veteran newsman Ted Koppel has caused outrage in some journalism circles, but as NPR's Larry Abramson reports, the Letterman-Koppel story is just one small chapter in the epic quest for younger viewers.
These shows actually have lots in common. Letterman does domestic affairs.
In January, only 33 murders were committed in the city. Yes, sir, it really makes you swell up with pride, doesn't it?
Nightline does a lot of foreign news.
Tonight, Operation Anaconda, U.S. troops in harm's way.
From ABC News.
Okay, so the approach is a little different. What's important is the commercials are different. While Letterman viewers get to watch ads for fast cars and hamburgers, Nightliners can expect spots aimed at a different age group.
Serious about your landscape? Lawn Doctor's patented turf tamer equipment keeps your lawn...
Both shows attract about the same number of viewers, just over 4 million. But while Nightline fans tend to be in their twilight years, Letterman draws a younger crowd, and advertisers will pay more to reach young people. Serena Duff is with ad company TBWA Shiat Day.
You know, marketers typically want to get people when they're young, and they want to get them, you know, attached to their brands early when they're not as brand loyal.
To get that younger audience, advertisers will pay as much as a 50% premium for commercials on Letterman over the same time on Nightline, according to some accounts. There are lots of reasons for this, according to Bruce Gerlich, a consultant with MediaVest. One is that advertisers feel they have to try harder to attract young people.
Television delivers older. It skews older. So what, no matter where I'm at, I always will get people 50 plus. So if I am an advertiser and I want to talk to younger people, they're harder to find on television. So the law of supply and demand means scarcity, means higher prices.
Makes sense? Well, not entirely. People over 50 have more money. They own homes and mutual funds and like to travel. But Gerlich says that's not what TV advertising is about.
The bulk of advertising on television is not necessarily for high margin, you know, high priced products. It's for the Burger Kings of the world. It's for the Kraft Foods of the world. It's for the Procter & Gambles of the world. Those type of items, you know, soda, food, are not high priced.
Not everyone in the ad biz is seduced by the charms of younger consumers, and they resent the fact that this youth mania is driving ad and programming decisions. Richard Lee runs a consulting company called High Yield Marketing.
In fact, I've never seen a statistically valid professionally conducted research study that establishes the premise that younger people are easier to move into a brand than older consumers.
Lee says that pitching to a younger demographic is just another trend, driven partly by ad agencies. He says advertisers and TV programmers are wasting a lot of money chasing young beer-drinking guys whose viewing habits will shift as fast as they can find the remote. In fact, some TV industry watchers say that corporate executives claim they're playing to young people. In fact, their decisions are driven by an entirely different impulse.
I think what's driving them is panic.
Media critic Todd Gitlin teaches at New York University.
There's far more claimed by such prognosticators of audience than is reliably demonstrated by results. The motto when you're a corporation like Disney that's not satisfied with its profit results is don't just stand there, do something.
The fact that a venerated news show like Nightline is at stake may have made this discussion a lot more serious than it should be. This is television, where shows are hoopla'd and then canceled with equal alacrity. And it's a place where the whims of big stars can move millions of dollars. Letterman's frustrations with CBS have long been grist for his comedic mill.
Enron, turns out it was a bunch of shell companies and corporations. They had phony profits. They had a bunch of shyster lawyers. They had a bunch of crooked accountants. And the... No, wait a minute. No, that's CBS.
Ah! So there could be a lot at stake here. The future of a respected news show, the triumph of profits over good journalism, or the whole thing could be just another one of Dave's jokes. Larry Abramson, NPR News.